All right, we have Tim back. Tim.
All right, I'm back.
Hey, there's no echo. Go, Yay! Jan. Go, Jan. Go.
All right. Hi, Chef Tim.
Good
As
morning,
I was saying, Tabalo Point is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. You look up and there's the Golden Gate Bridge. It's full of grass and trees and an amazing culinary school. How long has that culinary school been there, Chef Tim?
Well, it's been there since the opening of the resort in 2008, and it's seen a few incarnations, and I've been there about 2 years now.
Well, what you've done is remarkable. I got to tell everybody out there, you can't have more fun than going to Cavallo Point, beautiful Cavallo Point resort, and then going to the culinary school where Chef Tim reigns supreme. Now, I've been to Paris and Mediterranean through him by not even getting on a plane, just going there and experiencing your amazing chef experiences. First,
oh,
night in Paris, where I learned to cook French, and then, but the thing is, I don't cook, but I had so much fun. And also brunch in the Mediterranean. How do you come up with these?
Well, to be honest, I was brought on just post-COVID, and I think that a lot of the classes that I was writing, especially in the beginning, were kind of aspirational travel classes. So, you know, I would kind of take us on at least a culinary journey of different regions or different cities and try and create those experiences. But it's something that definitely caught on, and I realized how much people love doing that, so it's definitely become a kind of a recurring theme in how I write the classes. We go all around the globe now.
Oh, it's amazing. It's such a good idea. First of all, there's a designated kitchen that is huge, and it's a place where we sit and eat afterwards, but we get to go around on these different tables, and everybody contributes and cooks and plays and talks to each other. It's just such a great thing to do. What are the more popular ones?
Well, definitely the new dim sum class. We've run that a couple times so far, and that one's been a runaway hit, especially here in the Bay Area. I guess people have always wanted to try and make these things, and we make all the classics in class. But it's fun for people to just try them hands-on and learn the different recipes and be able to try them at home afterwards. So that's a big hit, and Morocco is a big hit. It looks like Vietnam is going to be a big
hit.
Oh,
wow.
That one coming up soon. Yeah.
But, dim sum is so difficult. I can't believe you do a dim sum class. But
it's a
great because you learn the history of everything. And when I'm there, I have a tendency to bring the tables together, and everybody talks about their favorite food growing up. And I mean, I'm telling you, it's a great way to sort of explore the world of food. Have you always been interested, Chef Tim? Have you always been interested? Because you bring a lot of passion and a lot of articulation to the world of food. Have you always been a foodie?
I think so. I think early on I fell in love with the restaurant business. I got to go to some really nice restaurants growing up with my family. I'm the youngest, and I was well behaved, so I guess I got to go out to dinner with them a lot more. I think through that I fell in love with watching the choreography of great restaurant service and food and everything else, and then that led me to an unsuspected path into the kitchen, and I haven't looked back since.
You've got a lot of events coming up as well. I know there's activities such as kayaking and fishing, paddleboarding. You can do a seaplane tour over the bay. And I also saw that Sunday you have something called Talons and Friends. This has something to do with birds, I would imagine.
Yeah,
that's
a fundraiser that Lee, who is the director of our mercantile, organizes. I think they do it every year, if not more. But it's a fundraiser for the Talons and Friends organization. It's very popular every year, and of course I donate a cooking class for two to that as far as their silent auction goes, and it's one of the events that Lee puts together, and it's always a big hit.
Chef, is that a bird watching thing? Because I'm a bird.
I don't think it's bird watching. My understanding is it's kind of more a bird rescue and bird sanctuary.
Oh, but that's great too. Wow,
yeah.
It is so beautiful, Ricky. It is so beautiful.
Well,
there.
I'll have to go there for free.
Yeah, you should come. You should come and take a class.
Night, I mean, I spend the night when I go there, even though I live nearby, because the rooms are remarkable. It's hard to describe it unless you've been there. It's such a beautiful place.
Well, the thing is, I think one of the things they say about Cavallo is it's close to everything but far away, and you really feel like you've gone on vacation even though you're just a few miles outside of San Francisco.
Right, right. Yeah, it's really something to see, but, oh, man, it is such a great food experience to do these culinary workshops. And you got to get into it because they sell out. You know, I would think the dim sum and the Vietnamese and all of those. I know the French one that I went to was just, I mean, I felt like I'd been to Paris. I learned so much, and I just had a great time, you know. It was just very evocative. Through food, it's so evocative of the place, don't you think?
That's great to hear, Jen. I appreciate hearing that because that's honestly one of the primary goals is to really just kind of create a three-hour experience for people to step away or kind of take a short vacation in between their travels and just really enjoy each other. And as you know, food really brings everybody together, and the kitchen always turns into what I like to say is the best dinner party ever.
Ever.
You know, some people are cooking, some people are standing around with a glass of wine, others, you know, are asking questions about food, and it really it's the best possible environment to kind of get to know people and meet people, and we generally end up after 3 hours together with new friends and definitely lots of good adventure. And of course you bring an extra level of energy to that, Jan, so we appreciate
thank you. Well, it was very therapeutic because I got to pound peppercorns and get all my anger out that way. That was really good.
I bet you if you check the Lost and Found, you got three of Jan's hats there.
Well, hopefully
we're going to collect a few more.
All right. Well, before we let you go, Tim, tell us some more online about Cavallo Point, please.
Well, the classes are available online. They're scheduled all the way. I try and keep 3 months ahead because I know that sometimes people are traveling in and want to plan their trips around them, which is great. And they're on there through the end of September right now. This weekend we've got a dim sum class, which is pretty much sold out. And then the following weekend, I think we've got Discovering Vietnam on Saturday and this thing that I call the Destination Series, where we kind of go to a specific city or region and really drill down on the cuisines. And the Destination Series includes a regional wine pairing that I work with our sommelier on. And so that one's going to be Destination Barcelona, which is a class we've done once or twice.
All right. Well,
oh, my God.
I hate to cut you off. We're out of time. Chef Tim Grable from Cavallo Point, we will see you out there.
Thank you, Chef Tim. Thank you. It's beautiful and delicious.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Take care.